On this episode of The Playbook, I have Ja Rule, an incredible musician, the best-selling rap artist in 2002, entrepreneur, and now an entertainment mogul. Learn how he went from prison all the way up to the top of the music industry by learning to surround himself with the right people and the right ideas. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook. This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host and CEO of Sports One Marketing, David Meltzer.
This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook, and I have a gritty guest. And as you know, I don't know if you know this Ja Rule, he is an actor, an entrepreneur, executive producer, entertainer, musician. He's
in songwriter.
app developer. It's amazing. But when we were talking about grit, and I've been blessed to give the Meltzer Grit Award to seniors in college now. So it's the grittiest entrepreneur, the grittiest student, and the grittiest athlete. And, you know,
I should have won that award. I'm going to tell you why I should have won that award. Before we even get started, I'm going to tell you why I should have won that award. I was locked up in 2012. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The moral of the story that I want to get to is what I just told my son. I told my son this story yesterday, when I was dropping him off to school before I dropped him off.
Freshman in college. Yeah.
And I told him this story because it was important that he heard it. Because when I dropped out of school in the 11th grade, right? So to become famous, you know, not because, you know, I pursued music, pursued my career and went and did that and it happened, it worked for me. But after that, when I was a big star, I went to prison. And in that time, I was there for 20 months. And in that time, I said to myself, 24 months, excuse me. In that time, I said to myself, I'm gonna get my GED while I'm here. Now, I only get one shot at this, Dave, because the time you get to study, for the time you get to take the test, that's it. I wasn't in long enough to retake I was an in and out guy.
Wasn't Shawshank Redemption.
Right. I'm an in and out guy. So
Morgan Freeman wasn't waiting for you.
Yeah. So I hadn't been to school in, I don't know what the fuck, 20 years.
Not that you cared when you were there.
Right. So the work was like, it was like foreign to me. I started looking at it, but you know, it comes back. It's like riding a bike. So every night I'm in there, I'm studying now. I had to really study to take this test. Guys are messing with me. Ah, Ja, forget that. Come on out here. We need a fourth in spades. You know, they messing with me. I'm like, nah. I'm going to do this. And one of my reasons I wanted to do it was one for myself and two for my kids. So when I'm pushing them to get higher education, they can't say, Dad, you never.
Yeah, you dropped out, right?
You never. I did it in an environment where I didn't have to do it. I was already successful, one.
Yep.
Two, I was in an environment where it's just not conducive to do that. Nobody's studying for that. Everybody's finding a way to, you know, listen, if you don't do this,
cheat the system.
Right, you know, so they're not looking to do that. For me, it was a personal mission. It was something that I needed to do for me. And that's what I told them going to school. I said, this, what you're doing right now, I said, this ain't for me, this ain't for mom, this for you. So you go to school right now and you do this for Jeff. You be selfish these next 20 months. Forget what your friends are doing, blackout, whatever's going on. I said, just for the next 20 months, just focus on something like you've never focused on it in your life. I said, that's it, just give yourself that. And I said, I promise you, when you come home, you'll thank me. You'll be so happy that the man that you've become and the skill set that you'll have now to go out in the world and do the things that you want to do. You know. So that story, because sometimes, you know, in an urban community, you know, they get it a certain way. And not that my son grew up that way, but he understands the tough times that his dad had to go through to be able to afford this lifestyle for him. So for when I put it in the perspective for him like that, he gets it, you know, with, versus any other thing that I could have said to
right.
him,
right. he got with, that. With credibility. Yeah. And I think perspective, it's interesting because our lives parallel in one way that you'll grow up with nothing and you get that grit.
Yeah, right? That grit.
It's just what you're learning. And that's both grit. Of us, great success when we're young, and we lose our perspective. You know, me, and it resulted in losing all my money.
Yeah,
you in going to prison. Yeah. But one of the components that I teach my kids and I'm very aware of is show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did that play a role in you losing your perspective? Because you were hyper successful, right? I mean, you just got back from playing golf with Will Smith, for God's sake, right?
Well,
you're not getting bigger than that. But, you know, here, hanging out with Will Smith is great because he's going to accelerate your career. He's going to lift your vibration and frequency. When you were successful, did you feel indebted, or how did you get back around the stuff that you really shouldn't be around in order to end up in prison as a huge success?
I never left it. And that was the biggest problem of all. You know, because here's a great scenario that you'll understand. So I'm in, you know, I'm in the hood with all my my lifelong friends that I grew up with. And then something happens where it feels like overnight, even though I've been working at this thing, working at
right.
this
17-year overnight success.
Yeah. You know, you it feels, when it happens, it feels like it happens overnight. And then this thing happens, and I'm the it guy. I'm the biggest rapper. You know, basically in the world.
A quarterback, man.
It's not a bad gig, you know. But now I'm thrown into a world that I really don't understand. Finances, you know.
Yeah.
Credit.
Lawyers.
All these lawyers. All of these things that I really don't understand. But also I have my friends that, you know, did not achieve this. They're still doing the things that they were doing. They're still, you know, connected to the neighborhood and to the blocks and whatever's going on. But these are my friends. So now I want to bring them with me and show them my world. But, you know, it's hard to take the kid out the ghetto.
Yeah.
You know, you can take the kid out the ghetto. It's hard to take the ghetto out the kid. It's that same thing. It's hard to bring them over into this world when it's not, per se, their world. They're just living in it, you know? And so bad things can happen, and me still being from that, I'm not gonna shy away from the things that may happen. If this guy over here calls me a jerk, I may be the first guy to swing at him, and then they jump on him, and then the only guy that gets credited with the melee is me, you know what I'm saying? So
makes better news that way.
It makes way better news that way, you know? So I understand it, but these are the things and how artists of my caliber, you know, you see them as these big successful artists, but they're still caught up in these situations that they shouldn't be.
The other thing that I've noticed and I experienced myself, you know, I worked with Lee Steinberg and so many athletes that mirror your career as well.
Yeah.
Instant,
yeah.
you know, money, success, lawyers, fame, and all the things that come with it. I personally had a worthiness issue. You know, I couldn't get over, you know, making that much money, having the power to buy whatever I had. And I had this worthiness issue because we both had moms that worked two jobs.
Yeah.
Right. My mom raised six kids, five boys and a girl.
Right.
And, you know, the first time I made,
it's like 10, Earth's family.
Made $10 million in one year, right? Which was a lot when I was in my 20s.
Right.
And all I could think about, and I don't tell people this all the time, was, man, my mom made $12,000.
Yeah.
And she worked so hard.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't get rid of this idea that I was a fraud, that I wasn't worthy of everything that I had, even though I was talented, and you're super talented. Did you ever have any feelings of worthiness? Like, you know, that you were feeling guilty because you were blessed with all of this, or you weren't worthy of it?
I never felt like, why me? Mm-hmm. I've had friends, you know, like DMX would have that.
Yeah.
You know, Lord, why me? I'm not worthy of this. Why am I never understood that in the respect of when you work so hard for something, why not me?
Yeah.
That's how I always felt. Like, I work just as hard as the next guy. Maybe harder. Probably hard. Why not me?
Yeah.
And that's always been my thing. And when it happened, you know, that's why I feel like, I guess, you know, people say I'm a humble artist, I'm a humble guy. Because I guess I feel like this should be. I don't feel like, yo, you know, I've done something, I've outdone myself.
Yeah.
I feel like the best is yet to come. Like, I haven't shown you the greatest me.
The potential.
Yeah, I think, you know, I haven't even tipped the iceberg of what I can be. You know, when I read a whole lot of books when I was away. And one of the books I loved was Malcolm X biography. Because for you know, various reasons, you know, of course. But yeah. One of the things I loved about the book was his transformation and who he was in his, you know, early 20s and who he became in his 40s and beyond. And you look at those things and I, you know, when I look at, you know, other people like, you know, Ford or, you know, Jobs or any of these successful for some Disney, you know, these yeah. guys that are really
real
like,
entrepreneurs.
Yeah, just really like, but I, you know, out the box thinkers too.
Yeah.
You know, when I look at these guys, all of these guys achieve things later on as well, you know, in their life. When they thought, you know, this might not be what it can be, they overcame all of those obstacles and became even bigger. And I think, you know, who would have thought that the thought of the mouse?
Yeah, cartoon. 470 million views on YouTube.
But it's a whole, he has his own world.
Yeah.
Like Mickey owns Orlando.
Couple words.
Like Mickey, that's it. When you go to Orlando, it's the mouse,
that's
man.
It. Exactly.
That's it. And
he's
like,
even in Paris.
I don't even think, you know, I don't even think that was, you know, Walt Disney's vision at first.
Right.
You know, but it grew, it had legs, and it became what we see it today. So, I believe that there's a lot more in me to come.
And I believe that about myself. The interesting thing that I see is that, you know, I would never have left school. Like, as much as I believed in myself, yeah. I never would have left school. I wouldn't leave college. I wouldn't even not go to graduate school.
Yeah.
And then even out of graduate school, my first brave move was to choose not to be a real lawyer, but to sell legal, to be an entrepreneur, to sell legal right. research online, right. which made me $1 million 9 months out of law right. school. The very first time that I believed in myself.
First time you jumped.
Exactly. And yeah. when I started getting comfortable again, and I started living in fear that, you know, we were talking about our kids being worried about, mm-hmm. They have stuff to lose.
Yeah.
And absolutely. So what I find so interesting about you is you've never hit that plateau. Like, you believe so much in your potential,
yeah.
which I love about you, that you're willing today, you'll risk everything knowing that you're going to get, it's like.
Well, not everything now.
All right, good. Well, that's good.
I'm not going to risk it all. You know, I've learned that too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 43 now.
Good.
So in my 20s, yeah, absolutely. I no fear.
Yeah.
Absolutely no fear. You know, I don't care. I've amassed this much money and wealth.
Good.
And I will take this shot at doing something amazingly great, but it can be amazingly bad too, because that's kind of the, when you're trying to do something that's kind of never been done, that can be the end result,
yeah.
you know, of it, you know, so.
Where do you find the mentor? Like, you know, obviously you're more acclimated. I see the people you surround yourself, you're pretty keen business people,
yeah.
you know, different, very academic and experienced people. Where do you find your mentors? You know, because obviously on the business side, you've learned a lot.
Yeah.
But you have this knowledge now that I'm not going to risk everything. So, yeah. you know, I think a good lesson for people, whether you're an entrepreneur, an athlete, or, you know, an entertainer, where do you find and be able to trust the right mentors as you become really successful so that you can leverage their experience?
Life's lessons. You take people's real life lessons. This is what I try to tell my kids, because everybody thinks that they have to, you know, learn the hard way, do it the hard way. But the path has already been set.
Yeah. Connect the dots back.
Yeah. That's job. I don't care how many, what field you're in, what profession you're in. The path has been set. Somebody's did it, but there's nothing new under the sun. And so, and with that thought process, I know that I can look at other people's mistakes as well as mine, so we don't do those things again. We don't make those mistakes again. Like you talk about the gamble and thing. One of my good friends is Phil Ivey.
Yeah.
He's a gambler, baby. Yeah, you know, and you know, one day me and him, we were sitting in his car in Vegas and we were just talking. And you know, he's got the Bentleys and whatever, he's the Jets. He's got it all, you know. And we're sitting in his car one day and he told me a story about how many times he went broke. And it scared the fucking life out of me. Because he said, yeah, he said, you know, I went broke 3-4 times in my life. You know,
Walt Disney.
Lost it, came up. And yeah, you know, so, you know, you hear these stories, you read about these guys and you take what you can from them and you try not to make these mistakes. My biggest mistake that I had to learn, and now I'm like the worst person with this, was, you know, I trust people. I give people the rope to hang themselves.
Yeah, I can see that right when I met you.
You know, I don't have any reason to look at a person and think that they have malice or evil intent.
Yeah.
It's not the way I live my life or the way I used to live my life. And I choose to still don't want to live that way. I don't want to live that way, but you just kind of have to be more guarded these days. You know, but, you know, I always try to see the good in people, and I think people will actually are out in the world to do good.
Yeah.
But I had, you know, after my last incident with the fire thing, now I'm like a trust. I don't want to trust anything. I'm like, hold on now. Because
yeah, you're still the guy that...
this table's black. Let me get some proof on that. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're still the guy that makes good news, right? Yeah. But whatever it is, success or failure, you're going to be the one that's like, oh yeah, Ja Rule did that.
Yeah. And it's like, I want people to learn from that mistake as well. Sure. I want people to see it for what it is and say, you know, wow, that can happen if you're not careful.
Yeah. You
know, so it's been a very, very long, long ride for me.
A lot of lessons learned.
Last
question. You are truly an entrepreneur and you have this extraordinary potential and you know, you're not retiring.
No, not yet.
What is it in your vision that's next? You know, I know you have apps and business and music. You're a huge creative. I believe that you have this great connection to a higher source and it comes through you.
Oh, thank you. I really believe that too.
I feel it, man. You can download stuff. So I want to know what your latest download is. Like, what is your vision? Where do you see yourself? What that next exploration is? Because if you were 17 going, I'm going to be a great rapper, there has to be something in your mind that you're going to be a great or you're going to have a great business.
Yeah, I think right now I feel like the same way I felt when I started my music career and started making music. I felt, you know, invincible in the sense of I can create music at a high level.
Yeah, high frequency.
And knowing that. And I feel that way now. I feel that I can create things, ideas. I can, it's hard to explain, but I truly believe that in the next 10, you know, whatever, you know, this is not a tomorrow.
Yeah, of course.
You know, thing, but yeah, in the next 10 years, 15 years, in that span, yeah, I think I'm gonna create amazing things, bring new things to the world that's never been seen before. I don't know. I just hope that, you know, God keeps blessing me with the vision to see the things that I see, you know, because we don't, you know, I say this all the time, everybody's got eyes, but not everybody's got a vision.
Yeah, dude. Two separate things, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a great way to close this out. Not everybody has eyes. I mean, everyone has eyes, but not everyone has vision. And you definitely have vision. And your imagination has the power of clothing itself. Yeah. Right, which is a gift to execute on, an imagination to allow your imagination to clothe itself, and more people should have that belief and ability. And I really appreciate the time to help.
I mean, before we leave, Dave, I just want to say this one thing to all dreamers, thinkers, you know, entrepreneurs. But I'm looking right at the calendar.
Break the fourth wall.
Yeah, we got to break the fourth wall. I want to say this because just think of this. Every great thing that we now know, that's known to man. Everything, every the camera, the
cell phone,
the chair, the cell phone. Every great thing that is now known to man was once just a thought, somebody's dream, somebody's vision.
That's it, man.
So dream on, y'all.
Dream on. May everybody materialize their imagination. This is Dave Meltzer with Ja Rule.
Dave, I appreciate it.
Entrepreneur of the playbook.
And y'all go to Icon, man, and check it out.
Go to Icon.
Amazing app.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No doubt.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.